From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Grand Portage residents headed to the polls to vote in a special general election. There were two candidates running for the Reservation Tribal Council Secretary-Treasurer seat, which was vacated by a resignation. Unofficial results show April Clearwater Day McCormick received 170 votes to challenger Rob Hull's 150 votes. Arvid Dahl took the Committee Man 2 seat, vacated by Hull, with 201 votes to Christina Tina Deschamps' 120 votes. The Grand Marais Public Library is one step closer to realizing its goal of an expanded facility. On Tuesday, Cook County Commissioners approved preliminary expansion plans to be funded with 1% sales tax money. According to librarian Linda Chappelle, commissioners voted to allow the library board to proceed with construction plans and bill the costs against the 1% sales tax projects. Library board member and county commissioner Fritz Sabania.
The money's been coming in at a higher rate than we expected, and which is part of the scenario of the economy is improving, the dollars being spent in Cook County are higher than they were when the referendum was passed. Now that sales tax number is going up, so there's fundamentally enough money in the bank right now that by the time the library project would be completed, which would be in the fall of 2011. As that money continues to come in, it would be used to pay that. So there wouldn't be, that would not have to be included in a bonding mechanism that the county will need to go through once plans are finalized for the community center and the other projects.
Chappelle said the architects, DSGW of Duluth, will work with the library board to produce final plans, which will then be brought to the county board for approval to continue with 1% funding. The Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority is in the process of applying for grants to help rehabilitate some city businesses. According to EDA Chair Mike Litvin, the EDA's housing rehab program has already spent its funding for this Department of Employment and Economic Development grant round.
Well, in 10 months, we've basically been able to complete all of our projects, which puts us in a very good position for going after grants for this year. We're in the process of applying for a little over $650,000 worth of grants, which would be shared between the two counties, Lake and Cook. And included in that is something new for us this year. We're requesting a grant in the amount of $154,000 for commercial rehab. Everything to this point has been residential. Basically, it would be a grant not to exceed $38,000 per rehab project. And we don't have the money yet. We're in a good position to get it. So basically what we're kind of doing right now is we want to pre-qualify businesses if they would like to apply for some of these monies.
Litvin said the loans can be used for anything from window or roof replacement to heating plants. Also, the terms of the grant should be appealing to local businesses who plan to continue in Grand Marais. Lodging tax revenues for December were up from the same month last year countywide, according to the latest report from the Cook County Auditor-Treasurer's Office. Lutz and Tofte revenues for the year-to-date are up 9% over 2009. Grand Marais year-to-date revenues are up 5.9%. The Gunflint Trail revenues for the year are up 5.5%. Overall, lodging tax revenues countywide are up 7.8% for the year-to-date. The auditor's office emphasizes that not all businesses report taxes at the same time each year, and revenues are an apples-to-apples comparison. That means only businesses which reported lodging tax revenues both in December of this year and last year are included in the monthly accounting. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.